Well, here we are on Monday. Let's look at the world of business. And because we are in the desert, and for those of us that love gardening, it starts with landscaping. So let's talk about that. Let's get things off there.
Yeah, it definitely starts with landscaping. And you know, I was talking to Jesus Palma is the subject of our story this week. He does still own Green Guys Landscaping. And they've been around since about 2006. And he noticed that, you know, for his jobs, he would go out with a crew, they'd get the details of the job, and then you got to start mobilizing to get all your supplies. You know, you start with irrigation, and then you've got trees and shrubs, and then you've got hardscaping and softscaping. And all of this translates.
It's a process.
It's a huge process. And all of this stuff is scattered out all over the city. You know, you've got major landscape suppliers are like half an hour to an hour away. You may have to go to two or three different stores to get all of your stuff. So what he's done, he has started Green Fox Landscape Supply, and he's got everything you need there. It's literally from the minute you start turning dirt until you're sitting there, you know, with a beverage of your choice, enjoying your new yard. He's got everything there in one spot just to save time because, you know, he was talking about the fact that, you know, by the time you're all said and done running around getting supplies, you've wasted not only 3-4 hours, half a day, maybe more of your time running around, but you've got a crew sitting there idle. So this is sort of a one-stop shop, not only for professional landscapers, but he says he wants to gear it toward us weekend warriors too, you know?
And it is about the weekend warriors because, you know, the whole idea of literally running around town for supplies, it's exhausting.
Yeah, and if you've got 2 days on a weekend to do a project, one of those days is pretty much running around getting your stuff.
That's right.
So now you can get it all there. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, and I didn't know this, Green Guys has a tree nursery here in town. About 6,000 trees that are in production, various stages. Down there on Lassiter Road. I don't know if you've seen it. And so all the trees that you buy are already acclimatized for Las Cruces.
Perfect.
So you don't go out and spend money on a you know, 50-gallon size tree and then have it die. And he also focuses on plants that if they're not grown locally, they are designed to grow here. So, you know, a lot of people would love to have a nice, beautiful lemon tree in their backyard because they're beautiful and they smell good. You know what? They don't grow here that well.
No.
You know, he's got the right plants. He's got all the materials and a really good shop. And I didn't realize until I should have put the two names together, Green Guys and Green Fox.
Yes.
Didn't realize that it was him doing both of these. But he was telling me that already they've been open now about 6 weeks. And by week two, he said they were already making their sales goals.
Perfect.
He's also going to rent Bobcat equipment for people that need to move, you know, heavy rocks, do a little dirt work or whatever, because when he's already got the equipment for Green Guys. And so when they're not using it on a job site, it'll be there available for us weekend warriors to rent.
Perfect. Let's move on to the profile. NMSU preparing service industry professionals.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. You know, the hotel, restaurant, and tourism management here at NMSU runs 101 West Cafe. And this is sort of a double-barrel business profile because, one, it showcases these dinners that they put on and some of the beverage service courses that they put on. But it's not only that. They come out of there not only with a bachelor's degree, the students come out with practical, real-world experience. So, you know, it's a great thing for our local restaurants, our local service industry to look at these kids when they're coming out because they're not only educated, they've got the practical experience, and they can put on some awesome, awesome dinners. I can tell you that from experience.
And let's move on to a new business that's coming. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, this one looks good. If you like mysteries, you're going to love this place. We're getting another escape room. This one is going to be called Lost Cruces, and it's opening up this month. They're sort of tweaking the mysteries right now, and it's going to be up in Telshore Towers Plaza, sort of where Tiffany's Greek Food is. and he's going to have multiple rooms. They've got one that they're fine-tuning now, and hopefully they'll be up and running into this month, start adding games. And they're also, I haven't checked this part out yet, but they are also going to offer a mobile escape room. So if you want to have a dinner party or something with an escape room entertainment, sort of like the old murder mystery dinners that people used to do, he can bring that to you. So that's pretty neat. Wish him a lot of luck and look forward to trying it out ourselves.
All right, Jason, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure as always, Edwin.
We'll talk to you next week.